just finished binge watching Stranger Things, and the results of this weekend are scarier than any Demogorgon you could throw at me. Let's get into it. What's up, guys? It's your girl Bex, and welcome back to the Race Rundown. Following on from a saddening weekend for us McLaren fans in Las Vegas, as you will see, the Las Vegas hoodie from last year has made a reappearance. It is too sore at the moment to wear any McLaren merchandise. It makes me sad looking over this side of the room, because I was hoping that this here helmet right here would be the championship helmet. However, this could be being taken away from us, but we'll see. We shall see. At this point in time, we are still in the running, people. We are still in the running. Last week's episode, I said to you that if you could guess what has changed in this background, there might be some merchandise. However, nobody guessed. So, if you guys want to guess what has changed in this background, put it in the comments. I'll let you know if you're a winner. So, before we get started, follow me on socials, drop us a like if you like what I'm doing here. We're slowly but surely growing the audience as we round the corner on the end of the 2025 season. There's two races left, people. There's two races left. And I have a bonus episode for you all in the new year of the blooper reel, because your girl has to edit out a lot of stuff throughout the year, whether it's rants, whether it's saying weird things. I have to cut a lot of it out. So I've decided that I'm going to do bloopers at the end of the year. You lucky, lucky people. If you want to be around for that and you're not already, please subscribe. It really means a lot to me. And let's just get right into it, shall we? So, I put here in my notes, again, I'm not being antisocial for all those that haven't tuned in. I have my notes written on my phone because I was watching on my tablet today. Sometimes I have my tablet to hand with all my notes on. Today we have my trusty phone. So my first bit in I have in the notes here is, oh lordy, it's 4 a.m. and your girl was tired. Yep. To be completely honest, I'm still tired. I'm in a sleep deficit. I've been at work all day today, yawning. There is no amount of coffee that could fix that. I am so tired still. So if I don't seem as cheerful as usual, I apologise in advance. I am shattered. So, Lando is on pole. Max is in P2 with Carlos in P3. I would like a formal apology from Carlos, because he told me and the rest of us that he would not be on any podiums and would not be in any points positions this year. Carlos, sir, you are a liar. And I'm happy about it, granted, but you're a liar. You are a liar, Mr. Carlos Sainz. You are absolutely smashing it in that Williams. Fair play to you. So, Antonelli starts on softs, the biggest gamble of the Las Vegas GP. Rain last night leads to lack of rubber on the track. Then we have the formation lap. All goes well. Everything's fine. My heart rate increases, because Lord knows the closer we get to this man becoming a champion, the more my brain hurts. I want it to happen so badly, purely because I just feel like he's been shafted so much. Same as Oscar, to be honest. They both have, this weekend being a prime example. I just want Lando to win. He's been with this team for such a long time. Yeah, anyway, it stresses me the fuck out, okay? It stresses me out. So, we have the formation lap. All is fine. All is good. The lights go out. We have what? First off, pause. What the fuck? Like, I get that you had to... I just hit my microphone. Oh my God. I get that you had to cover off Max. However, what the fuck was that? What was that start? I know we're all saying to him, be more aggressive, etc., etc., but that was a joke. There's aggressive and then there's just downright fucking stupid. And that was a joke. I was sitting there thinking, I got up at fucking 4 a.m. to watch this. So anyway, he covers off Max, goes wide, ends up losing places. Oscar loses places as well. Then we have a yellow flag, the first of the race, with Lawson taking damage on his front wing. Norris has lost two places and Sainz loses one. Lawson is on fire at this point. I say on fire, there was some smoke, dragging his front wing along the floor with lots of sparks and lots of fun. Fun, excitement, and just downright confusion, to be completely honest. Because the virtual safety car then comes out on lap two. Lawson on Piastri, banging wheels with Oscar led to the front wing. So that was what caused that damage. Bortoleto and Stroll. Stroll is out now. Not surprised, to be honest. Bortoleto got handed a 5-second penalty because of this after the race. He was still under investigation the whole time. Lewis has an amazing first lap, and his helmet is stunning. That was about the only thing going for him this weekend. The helmet that he had this weekend was absolutely stunning. And that was about it. Ferrari's performance was very mid again. I would love to see Ferrari on winning form, but I don't think it's coming in the next 4 years. Really. Not unless they can drastically change the car next year, but they've got even more competition with Cadillac and Audi next year, so we'll have to see. Piastri and Lawson noted by race control for causing collisions, and it was with the stewards by lap four. The safety car then ends. Bortoleto also retires the car, so both people from that collision are then out. So we have marshals on the track at this point. Gasly has a lot of damage. We have marshals on the track, and race control shouldn't have let that happen. Hence the confusion. I feel like there's been a lot of times recently where marshals have been out on tracks, on the track when they shouldn't be, and obviously we don't want to put anybody at risk, we don't want to put the drivers at risk, etc, etc, etc. So the FIA can hand out penalties, but they can't sort their own fucking marshals out. Yeah, all right, okay, cool. Moving swiftly on before I piss anyone else off talking about the FIA. As you can tell, I'm not the biggest fan of the FIA right now. So Alex Albon has no radio, which makes it a spicy race for him because he can't hear his pit wall. Max is hovering a second ahead of George in lap five. Bortoleto's under investigation. As we all know, he gets a 5-second penalty post-race. Lap six, George is getting closer and closer and closer. No further action for Piastri and Lawson. Lap nine, Kimi Antonelli noted for a false start. I want to pause here for a second. I don't know if you guys have seen the Skypad coverage of this false start, but my God, the move was so minimal. They must have been sat right up against the computer screen to see that. Because there is no fucking way you would see that with the naked eye. There is no way. So I'd have just gone, let him have it, lads. Let him have it. Why not? I shit you not. The move was literally the tiniest little amount. And they gave him a penalty for it. I get angry about it because I'm like, you give him a penalty for that, but then Max does half the shit that he does and you do nothing. Ocon does half the shit that he does and you do nothing. Don't even get me started on Stroll. Stroll does half the shit that he does and you do fucking nothing. But then Antonelli moving the tiniest little bit, literally the amount of one of my hairs on my head, and you give him a penalty for it. What the fuck? Oh, what the fuck? Oh, what the fuck? Okay, moving on. Piastri complaining of graining. And Leclerc is past Oscar in lap 13. Russell then complains of steering issues. And Norris takes the fastest lap. Alex front wing damage from hitting Lewis up the bumholium petroleum. Antonelli then got given a 5-second penalty for a false start, lap 15. It didn't look like a false start is what I have written here. It did not look like a false start, as per my rant 5 seconds ago. Lap 16, virtual safety car again to pick up Albon's car off track because there was bits of it fucking everywhere. Oscar then passes Hadjar and is up into sixth. Albon and Hamilton under investigation because Albon crashes into Hamilton. George pits on lap 18 and clear air helps the McLaren and Lando to pick up the pace. Albon's handed a 5-second penalty for causing a collision with Hamilton on lap 20. Hadjar pits on lap 21, Piastri on lap 22 and Lando on lap 23. Most people are on a one-stop strategy at this point in the race, with Max then pitting on lap 26. Lewis Hamilton is then still to pit by lap 27 and 29. Lando has the fastest lap and Lewis then pits. Ollie goes round Fernando for 11th place. Lando is then creeping up on George Russell. Amazing overtake on George on lap 34 at 220 miles an hour. That's our boy Lando. Lap 37, Albon pits and serves his penalty. Lap 39, Oscar tries but loses time to Leclerc as he gets closer with 11 laps left. Lap 40, Max is 6 seconds ahead of Lando. At this point, I knew there was no chance. Lap 43, the gap still remains. And lap 46, the battle for fourth is heating up at this point. Lap 47, Lando now has a gap of 7 seconds to make up. It just wasn't going to happen. This continues to get bigger. We then find out that the McLaren team are telling him to conserve fuel. So at this point, I'm thinking to myself, we've got a disqualification here, lads. Little did I know that it wasn't going to be for fuel, but we'll get there in a minute. As you can tell, I'm so fucking happy about it. Anyway, Lando has an issue on lap 49, the fuel conservation. Gap between George and Lando is now 5 seconds. I was literally freaking the fuck out at this point. 18 seconds to Max, fair play to him. And then Crofty's golden nugget of information this time round, ladies and gentlemen. What Verstappen's in Vegas stays in Vegas. I thought that was very funny. 48 laps on hards for Antonelli. Fair play. Max, at this point, is still in contention for the championship with his win today. These were the original points, okay? So I had 30 points in the championship, 58 still up for grabs. Max is 12 points behind Oscar. However, as you all know, this is not the case anymore because, ladies and gentlemen, please imagine me waking up at 4 a.m. half asleep, minding my own business. I watch the race. I'm happy with the result. It's a second. It's still points. It's all good. I go back to bed and I'm happy. I'm happy. I go to sleep. I'm happy. I wake up at approximately 10:30, which for me is a lay-in and very unusual, to the group chat absolutely popping off. Why, you ask? Why, Bex? Well, they only gone and got themselves fucking disqualified, didn't they? They pulled a Ferrari fucking strategy with the skid block being under the minimum of 9 millimeters, you fucking pricks. Sorry. Like, what did I get up at 4 a.m. for? Seriously, what did I get up at 4 a.m. for? I was fuming. Hence why there's no McLaren merch this week. I can't be dealing with it. This behind me makes me sad. Okay, it makes me sad. I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, it could have been. However, it probably won't be now. And I'm sad about it. I'm fucking fuming, if you couldn't tell. So, I've got here as well, in my 4 a.m. tiredness when I was writing these notes, by the way, a Lego Cadillac with Terry Crews driving Max around, Lando around, and George around to get to the podium. I thought I dreamt it, to be honest. It wasn't till I went back and watched the footage on Instagram again. I was like, oh shit, that did actually happen. Max with those Lego sunglasses is like, get me an iced tea, bitch. I love it. Lando has a board with little Lego cars on it, and Terry then starts doing the meme. Now, for those that don't know the meme, it's from White Chicks. If you haven't seen White Chicks, highly recommend. It's not aged very well, but it is really funny. And Terry Crews is like, da 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 da, and I need you, da 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 da, and I miss you. And yeah, he was doing that in the front of the car. And it was hilarious. It was honestly hilarious. So at least we had a high before we had the low. So because of the whole disqualification thing, love how I did the disqualification thing. Don't even. We now have a dilemma. Because, ladies and gentle blinkalobobs, Max is joint points with Oscar right now. Max is joint points with Oscar right now, and that means that there is 24 points between Max and Lando. That stresses me the fuck out. I know I said it a couple episodes ago where I was like, if this man doesn't win, I want Max to win. I shouldn't have voiced it, okay? I'm sorry. I shouldn't have voiced it. It stresses me the fuck out. However, of all the championship contentions, I think this is the one I'm probably the most excited about. So, as you know, a race win in Formula One is 25 points. So, he is just shy of a race win ahead of Max. With 53 points, I believe, up for grabs with a sprint and two races left. I'm terrified. I'm terrified. And we have Qatar this weekend. So we have Qatar this weekend with the race taking place at 4 p.m. UK time on Sunday. So that should be fun to watch. The closer we get to the end of the season, the more stressed I'm becoming. Oh, I wasn't expecting it to end this way. However, it makes for a fantastic season of coverage, as always, on the Race Rundown. So, with Qatar taking place this Sunday, I've been your girl, Bex. This has been the Race Rundown, and I'll see you at Qatar next week. Peace.